Okay. June 15th. Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop and are intentional about reflecting and meditating upon God's Word. I pray that you would take time to quiet yourself, to try to quiet your mind, to hear the Word of the Lord, and allow it to sink into you and come into your being. May God's Word continue to guide you and lead you day by day by day and help you in your walk with Christ. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God of heaven and earth, before the foundation of the universe and the beginning of time, you are the triune God, author of creation, eternal word of salvation, life-giving spirit of wisdom. Guide us to all truth by your spirit, that we may proclaim all that Christ has revealed and rejoice in the glory he shares with us. Glory and praise to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. Our psalm that's appointed for this Trinity Sunday is Psalm 8. Hear the words of the psalmist. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You whose glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children, you have set up a fortress against your enemies to silence the foe and avenger. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon, the stars that you have set in their courses, what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you have made them a little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. You have made them rule over works of your hands. You have put all things under your feet, all flock and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. As you hear the words of Psalm 8, if you begin reading the book of Psalms and start, you know, Psalm 1, 2, 3, 4, Psalm 8 is the first true psalm of praise. Psalm 8 is a psalm of praise that lifts up the majesty of God, and that we should live in praise of God. It begins and ends, it bookends with this saying, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Sit with that for a moment. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. How is it that we see God's majesty in awe? And as we think about, it says earth, the notion here is really sort of cosmos. It's we see God's majesty in all of creation. Not just on earth, but it goes through, right? The glory is chanted above the heavens and out of the mouths of infants and children. You've set up a fortress against your enemies. Right? That the heavens you have created, the earth, it goes on and says, I consider the heavens the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars you have set in their courses. Humanity, what's the place of mankind? What's the place where you have made us? You've made us a little lower than divine, right? Yet God puts us in place to have dominion over all things. That word dominion doesn't mean just to have dominance over everything. As some would see that notion of, oh, it's ours to do with what we want. No, God puts us to care for. God puts us in place to protect, to see the majesty of God and to care for it, not just now, but in the future and all that is to come. Right? That, you know, all the flock and cattle, the wild beasts, the things in the seas, that it's all of creation. And how is it that we see the majesty of God in all of this? There are some people, when they go out hiking or out in nature, and they see the wonders of creation, in that they see the majesty of God. Other people see that as they look at others. And as we look at other people, we see the hand of God at work, who has created us all as individuals. Or consider the animals and other creatures. This psalm really wants us to stop and to go, whatever we look at, whether it's looking up to the heavens, the moon and the stars, the sun, the clouds, whether it's looking at the ground and the animals or the sea and all the things that live there, or in creation, or in looking at humankind, what we are to see is the image of Christ. To see how God is at work in all of this. And when we see that, when we see how God has encompassed all things, what it should call us to is a posture of praise, where we cry out in the psalmist, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, that we see in all things God. Too often in our world, we may look at some things and see God. But how is it that we can see in all of creation the power and the majesty of God? How is it that we can see in all people, not some, but in all people, God who has made us in God's image? For God said in Genesis, it tells us God created humanity, and it was very good. How is it that we see in all of creation God at work, and then be able to sing praises to God? O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Part of these times of these snippets is to hear the word and to reflect upon it. And in many ways, this psalm, what it calls us to is this posture of praise, of being able to look at all of creation, to see our place in creation and marvel not at what we've accomplished, but marvel in God, that God's the one who watches over us. God's the one who is with us. God is the one who has created us. God is the one who has redeemed us and sanctified us. And out of that, then we sing praises to God and allow our life to be a life of praise, a life of wonder, a life that gives glory to the one who has created all. When I close the snippets, I use a benediction that comes out of Ireland. And I really like this because it reminds us that God is doing all these things. Hear these words, right? Christ goes with us. He goes before us to show us the way, behind us to encourage us, beside us to befriend us, above us to watch over us, and within us to give us peace. As we think about that, Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ, you know, beside us, Christ within us. All of that, as we see that God leads us and guides us, it should continually lead us to that life of praise, to sing like the words of the psalmist, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty God, you are the creator of all things. You created the heavens and the earth, the stars and the moon and the sun. You have created all of the animals, the wild beasts and the tame animals, the beasts of the land and the fishes of the sea. You have created us in your image to be your people. Help us as we marvel at your creation to see your hand at work so that we may declare your praise. May our words be filled with praise and thanksgiving for what you have done, for you are the creator of all. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now as we go on our way, may Christ go with us. May he go before us to show us the way. May he go behind us to encourage us. May he go beside us to befriend us, above us to watch over us, and within us to give us peace. Amen.